This is your classical break, your daily dose of classical music. I'm Tyler Alderson, and today we're going to be listening to Gustav Holst's second suite for band. Now, we listened to his first suite for band back in April, but there are some key differences in his second suite. The biggest is in the instrumentation. For the first suite, Holst took the unusual step of providing both core and optional parts. Military bands varied wildly in their members, and Holst's way of instrumentation meant that as long as you had the core instruments needed, you could add or subtract other parts depending on who you had available. This second suite is much more formal, with a specific instrumentation, and it's also much more challenging, possibly a bit out of the range of many of the volunteer and community bands out there. And finally, unlike the first suite, which was all original material from Holst, the second suite is based almost entirely around English folk songs. And all of that points to a shift in English music at the time that Holst was writing this. Rather than looking towards Germany, Italy, France, all the other countries of Europe, English composers were starting to try out a distinctly English style of music. England, and London especially, had a history of classical music, but much of it was from foreign composers, or heavily influenced by those foreign composers. So they looked instead to English folk song, which they felt was uniquely and proudly English. Holst's good friend Ralph Vaughan Williams was one of the many people who started going out into the countryside and collecting songs from the singers that they found there. And these found their way into transcribed collections, which brought the sounds of rural England to urban musicians like Holst. He already had affinity for the countryside, having spent some time as an organist in the Cotswolds, and he was also fond of hiking, so incorporating folk music from those rural areas into his music was in many ways a natural step. But the more specific instrumentation and the more challenging music also points to the hope that English music could be taken more seriously by others. And this is doubly true for a suite for band. Holst was a pioneer in writing for an ensemble that usually got a steady diet of easy marches, popular songs, simplified arrangements of popular classical pieces. His suites proved that a military band could be used for more serious music, and they also helped prove that English music as a whole could be taken more seriously. The first movement melds a few folk tunes into a fairly straightforward march, while the second movement slows things down with a melody from a love ballad. The third movement starts out a little disjointedly before the brisk main melody comes in. It's an adaptation of the folk song A Blacksmith Corded Me, and you'll notice that the percussion starts mimicking the sounds of a blacksmith hammering away. The final movement is a playful rendition of a dancing tune that dates back to at least the 16th century, and it fades out slowly, although right at the end it's punctuated by a somewhat startling final bang. Here's the U.S. Air Force Heritage of America Band with Holst's second suite for military band.
We'll be right back.
This was one of my favorite pieces to play back in high school band, playing the bass clarinet. And one of the things that I love about it is that the folk song arrangements are really accessible. They're fun melodies, but it's also beautifully written. It's definitely worthy of consideration as, quote, serious music, whatever that is. Thanks to the U.S. Air Force Heritage of America Band for putting that up on museopen.org. And thank you for listening. If you get the chance, please rate and review this podcast wherever it is that you're getting it. I'm Tyler Alderson, and next week for your classical break, we're going to be listening to Grieg's Piano Concerto and a Schubert quartet movement. We'll start things off with Corelli's Fourth Concerto Grosso. I'll see you then.